This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes there are those who face certain situations and looks as though their life is ebbing away. And they feel like the strength is leaving them. They're like, oh God, I'm getting weaker and helpless. Oh God, what can I do? What you have to do is stop looking at the wrong thing. Stop looking at the wrong thing. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up. You remember that? In the wilderness, they had been bitten of serpents. And they were dying, crying, dying. And God said, Moses, make a serpent of brass. Raise it on a pole. And everyone who looks at it will live. He didn't say anyone who prays. All they had to do was look and live. If you have been beaten, he said, turn and look. And when they looked, they lived. No ceremonies, no rituals. He said, look. That's all they needed to do. Just look. That old songwriter wrote the song, look and live, my brother live, look to Jesus and live. It's recorded in his word, hallelujah, and it's only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word, hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. That's all. Look at him on the cross, taking your place of sorrow, pain, disappointment, sickness, failure, that you should never have them. You look and you see that. Then you say, if Jesus did it for me, then I choose to live. I choose to live. My failure is gone. I choose to live. My sickness is gone. I choose to live. Because he died that I may live. So I have life now. And what life? The life of victory in Christ Jesus. That's what I have. So I am a victor 24 hours a day. I can't think otherwise. I have a mentality of success, victory, prosperity. I have a kingdom mentality. See, I've been raised that way. I can't change now. I'm a king. I can't change now. Don't you get it? I live in Christ. See, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I know who I am. I know who I am. Failure? We don't struggle to be successful. It's our inheritance. We don't struggle to prosper. It's our inheritance. I'm not working hard so that I'll be successful. No, I'm a success. Everything I do is for success. Excellence. Excellence is at work in me. See, because I'm set to display the virtues and perfections of the one who called me. That's my life. That's my calling. To display his virtues and perfections. 1 Peter chapter 2, somebody, put it up there. Verse 9, let's read. I want you to give us from the Amplified Version. Good. But ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Listen, look at it. He didn't say you are going to be. He says you are a chosen race. You are not about to become. You are not going towards it. You are not growing towards it. You are. In the now of your life, you are a chosen race. A royal priesthood. Aye! That means king priests. A dedicated nation. God's own purchased special people. Say, I'm special. Glory to God. God's own purchased special people that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Shout hallelujah! Woo! I told you. Set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of the one who called you out of darkness. That's my life. I'm excellent. I'm excellent.
I'm excellent.
How do you sing that song? I know I'm excellent. I know I'm excellent. Yeah. I'm excellent. And I'm displaying the perfections, the virtues and perfections. How can I do this and have time for? Say never. Never. Satan may come to you and say, oh, think about, so you go like this. No, no, not me. I don't have time for that. I'm royalty. You see that? Royal priesthood. That construction is not good enough. It's king priests. That's what he's talking about. King priests in the order of Melchizedek. We are king priests. So when he says a kingdom of priests, he doesn't mean a kingdom where there are priests. No, he means king priests. You see that? They have two offices. They are kings and they are priests. And they are in the order of Melchizedek, the king priest. Hallelujah. So that's who we are. Say, I'm a king. You see, kings have a way to walk. Have you ever seen a king walking like this? He's not a king. Rushing. He's not a king. Hold on for a second. Some of you may even need to practice how to walk. You know what I mean? You practice it. Say, you've just been going like this. Say, no. Say, this is not for a king. Then stand in front of a mirror and try it. King is, there is power. There is what? Power. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.